So it was never a problem to sell, in fact, those portfolios, those editions.
It was never a problem. I myself was never involved in the distribution. And this is also quite important because we have other things to do, organizing a biennale than to start a distribution. But in Hamburg, it was a complete deal with the city, the whole edition. In Sydney, I had someone to distribute to collectors and museums, and it worked. And in Istanbul, it was a situation to give it to companies. So also the address of the portfolios is different. The Istanbul portfolio might be completely now out of the art circulation because you never know what happens and comes the prints hanging in some companies around, but maybe even after 15 years the new employees even don't know anymore what thing. And having made these three portfolios and then organizing the Settini Biennale in 2003, we did not need any additional support. We had fortunately the Settini Biennale was part of a project in den Schluchten des Balkan, and it was supported from Germany completely. So we did not need a portfolio to raise money for that exhibition. But after the Settini Biennale, I thought it would be fantastic to have to document this Biennale also in it. It was just to have one portfolio which shows my interest in the Southeastern European art situation. And this interest was established after the Istanbul Biennale in 95. So from Istanbul I learned a lot about the Balkans, and I got then later involved deeply into the situation here.